That teacher clearly doesn't have the answers if she can't even take care of herself. Of course, you feel the pressure to look a certain way. This is your job. But this is what makes this process even more necessary. You cannot teach what you do not know. If you are willing to do the work, the real work, sorry, not a quick fix, but a permanent fix, then you are ready to have that major life change. If you have seen multiple doctors for second opinions, but received the same answers, tried naturopaths and dermatologists, all to be told that it's just stress, but you know it's something more, you must trust that feeling. Nobody knows your body better than you do, and you know instantly when it is not performing the way it usually does. Our bodies have a reason for everything that they do, and it is helping to heal us even when we don't know it. You can spend all the time you want on WebMD or Google searching female bald spots, reasons for hair loss, or sudden hair loss ailments. But let me save you some time, because all that will do is send you down a rabbit hole of false self-diagnosis. And trust me, if you aren't stressed now, you will be after that. There are countless possible medical reasons why people lose their hair, but let's be honest. If you have been properly diagnosed and treated, you aren't reading this book. You are here because you have tried everything else, and it either hasn't worked at all or has only worked temporarily. Maybe you spend sleepless nights on WebMD. You went to the doctors, changed your diet, tried smelly creams and awful shampoo treatments, ordered every vitamin and serum on the internet for thick, healthy hair growth, and wasted countless hours on DIY scalp treatments and circulation-stimulating massages. Those are all great and beneficial to an extent, but if they solved the problem, you wouldn't be here holding this book. You want to grow your hair back for good this time, and you are sick of the temporary fixes. You are sick of dodging humiliating questions like, OMG, what happened? Gasp, did you know you have a bald spot right here? Tired of checking the mirror, covering up with different hairstyles and products, praying it stays in place, and keeping from turning your back to anyone. It's exhausting, especially at the gym or on a windy day. Amber first came to me about her daughter Melissa, asking for recommendations for topical treatments because Melissa's eyebrows were patchy and falling out more each week, to the point where one was almost completely gone. It turned out that Melissa was actually pulling the hairs out herself without even realizing she was doing it. It was a coping mechanism she developed in situations or conversations that made her uncomfortable. Throughout some conversations, I observed the behavior more than once and pointed it out to her. She was completely oblivious to the fact that she was doing it. We all have our nervous tics or quirks. In the social work field, they are referred to as stims, short for stimulations. It is a way that our body calms the mind so that it can focus, similar to a shaky leg under the table, a tapping finger, or chewing a pen during a meeting or class. We all have ways in which our body regulates our emotions, and this was Melissa's. You may think that simply pointing that out and telling her not to do it was the answer. But like I said, she wasn't aware of it while it was happening, so we needed to find the source of the reaction. Through conversation, observations, activities, surveys, and tests, we were able to determine common triggers and explore them more deeply. Once she was able to identify which situations were making her anxious and why, she was then able to catch herself in the act and address the feelings of nervous insecurity in the moment before the reaction to pluck her hairs with her fingers kicked in. During this time, Melissa's mom, Amber, was losing her eyelashes and not even realizing it until they completely fell out. She didn't identify herself as stressed, mostly because she kept herself too busy to ever really acknowledge any of her own emotions. Amber worked multiple jobs, took on extra projects to help her friends, was raising a family, and running a small business. She did such a great job of telling herself that she was happy, that she pushed down and escaped any thought or emotion that did not